We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples talking with our guest from Pottawatomie County today, County Commission Chair Greg Riott, Assistant Public Works Director Lance Forgy, and Assistant County Administrator Heather Gladbach joining us here. Lots of stuff going on in the next week. We've got groundbreaking to tell you about. We've got an open house. And let's start with the open house first. That's actually coming up on Monday, the 28th of June. And that will be with the fleet maintenance facility. Let's talk about the when and where. I'm not sure exactly everyone knows where that's located at.
That is located at 306 North 5th Street in Westmoreland.
Okay.
And the, as you said, the groundbreaking will be June 28th, Monday, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
And this is a new project, obviously. What are some of the benefits of having this new facility there in Westmoreland?
Well, it took the place of our old shop, which was built by the WPA in the 1930s. So we have a lot more room. We can pull semis in and out with the trailers attached to them. We have so much more room. We've taken on the EMS doing their services on their vehicles and the Sheriff's Department, which those all used to be contracted out or just taken somewhere for services and tires. So in a way, it's really saving the county money on that end, using our own forces on our own vehicles countywide. It's quite the building. It's very nice. It's been a long time coming.
What are some features you think people might be most excited about there, Lance?
We have some really neat lifts that when I started my career at the county, I was a mechanic. And I sure wish we had them 20 years ago. The big truck lifts, the lube that goes throughout the shop, they can on hose reels. In each bay has their own antifreeze reel, different types of hydraulic and engine oils. It's really up to date, and it makes it a lot easier for these guys.
Cool. Well, people will be looking forward to that. And that's 2 to 6 again on Monday, 306 North 5th Street in Westmoreland. So we have that coming up. And then also this week yet, on Thursday, we have a big groundbreaking in Blue Township, and that is for the groundbreaking for the new expansion at Flint Hills Christian School.
Yes, they have the I believe it's Thursday at 4:30. They're going to go ahead and have a groundbreaking for that. And Commissioner McKee, you know, she had an appointment come up, so she's helped me out a couple times when I've missed, so I wanted to help her out today. And that's something she wanted to bring up and let folks know about that great organization out there.
Yeah, they are doing a really big project. I forget the dollar amount on that, but it's a sizable expansion, getting rid of some of those mobile units out there. And, you know, just thinking of how that Blue Township area is shifting and changing, this is going to be good for that whole community over there.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, I, you know, in my previous occupation, you know, have some contact with our school resource and stuff over there, and that's a really good group of folks over there, and they do a fine job.
Yep, that is, again, coming up Thursday in the 4 o'clock hour, I believe. I believe that's maybe set for 4:30. I'll see if I can pull that up here real quick. I've got it on the Chamber website because they are doing a groundbreaking for that 4:30 to 5 o'clock out there, Flint Hills Christian School in Blue Township. We've got that going on. There's plenty of other information that people can get on the Pott County website. And Heather, you have some information on alerts, right?
Yeah. If you're interested in signing up for different alerts that are put on our website, you can go to www.pottcounty.org and you can create a profile on our website. And there is a, about in the middle of the home screen, there's a button to click that says notify me. So if you click that button, you'll be able to sign up for the different type of alerts that may interest you. If you're wanting to get emergency weather alerts or fire weather warning, if you want alerts for on burn bans or different meetings that are going on at the county, public notices, et cetera, there's a whole list you can choose from. So if you're interested in doing that, it'll send you an email whenever the website's updated, and then you don't have to keep checking periodically. You'll know exactly when those updates occur. So that's handy if you're wanting to stay in the know on county news.
And that's handy for a number of things. You mentioned not weather, I think, maybe is the primary one, but also, you know, if there's a major accident or something on a highway, that'll alert you too. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. There's road alerts that you can sign up for under that as well.
Perfect. Well, that's good to know and pretty easy to sign up for. Pottcounty.org. You can find the information there. We've got, one more commission meeting here in the month of June, and then the following week, a day off. Is that right?
Yes. The county offices will be closed on Monday, July 5th in observance of the July 4th holiday. On Saturday, July 3rd, the landfill will be open the normal operating hours from 8:30 to 4:15. But again, on July 5th, all the county offices will be closed. And we wish everyone a happy and safe 4th of July weekend coming up.
All right. I don't know if you can give us maybe a sneak preview, Greg, of what maybe we'll be hearing on the Monday agenda here, June 28th.
You know, you're not going to believe this, but I don't have a copy of the upcoming agenda. They normally send that out on Wednesday.
Okay.
But, you know, it's normally a fairly set format. We, you know, we start out with approve the minutes from the last meeting, and then, you know, approve the agenda for that day. And sometimes that may change depending on what comes up. The elected officials and department heads normally come in and brief us. And usually, like Lance, he's there about every week to talk with us. And either Heather or Chad is always sitting in on the meetings. We have public comment every week. And we have a regular, too, that I think it's good to hear from them. You know, you want to hear the other side of the story, and we kind of get that with our public comment. And then in any other business that might arise is what comes up. So that's kind of what normally goes on them.
I know this coming Monday, we have a construction bid opening for a new subdivision project that's going in. And then we're also going to have the county financial advisor come to speak to the commission about our upcoming bond issuance for all of those subdivision benefit district projects, which is the projects where we put in street, sewer, and water infrastructure, and then those costs are then assessed back to the homeowners within that subdivision. So we're going through a pretty sizable bond issuance, and that'll be the first discussion on that about 4-month-long process to get that completed. So.
Okay, good to know. And I'm just curious, will those, I know most people are back in person now and doing things after the COVID restrictions. Will the Zoom continue there for the meetings for the foreseeable future?
I believe so. I think people enjoy listening. And I don't know what we usually have, a dozen, 15, 20, you know, people there. And there's some good information to be had, just like Heather's saying. Those streets that go in on those subdivisions, those are paid by the folks living there over time, and that's important for people to understand that. You know, what we talked about earlier, we're thinking down the road 20 years as far as keeping up with all that. But yeah, it's good to tune in there and see what goes on.
We always appreciate the updates here from our guests from Pottawatomie County. Greg Riott, Lance Forgy, and Heather Gladbach, thank you all to you, and appreciate you being on this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap up our segment here with Pottawatomie County. Stay tuned. We'll talk with Jonathan Mertz up next, previewing Little Apple Pride.